Howdy.
My name is Danny Russell, and I'm a senior biology major at Whittier College. I'm doing this podcast for my Education 300 class, and we'll be discussing Common Core today. Common Core was created in the mid-90s with the realization that an achievement gap persisted in the educational system. This achievement gap was between the white and Asian students and other minorities, such as Black and Latino students. Test scores reflected that Black, Latino, and many Asian students did not score as high as most white students in a large portion of the Asian student population. To help fight this, a knowledge minimum was established to ensure that every kid knew at least enough to test well, potentially enroll in college, and for sure be able to know enough to function in society adequately. A group of governors and corporate leaders banded together to found Achievement Incorporated, which drafted the Common Core standards that were adopted into the American Diploma Act of 1996, which officially went into place in 2010. Common Core has become such a polarizing topic in recent years, not because of the standards themselves, but because of the implementation of these standards. Common Core was intended to establish a minimum benchmark of knowledge and ability for students across the nation to ensure that all students could read, write, and think critically at a high enough level to add value to society and be productive citizens, as opposed to being left behind while other kids excelled and went on to college, simply because of superior resources. However, the standards have been taken too literally by states and school districts, and instead of viewing the Common Core standards as intended or as a minimum benchmark, they have viewed them as all that needs to be taught, leading to a demise in art, music, and cultural education in schools. Because no clear method of implementation was established, this misinterpretation of the standards has been widespread and has been the cause of a very negative view of Common Core, which was intended to be a very good thing. Originally, due to its nature as a minimum benchmark, Common Core was intended to allow teachers flexibility to cater to their own unique teaching styles as well as the unique learning styles of their students. However, due to a lack of implementation policies and subsequent widespread confusion, the standards have been taught in a very gray way. That is to say, the widespread ignorance of art, music, and culture has caused a huge backlash from all sides, but in particular, the minorities of America that represent the majority of the student population, as it has felt their respective cultures and roles in modern America and the past of the United States is widely being ignored. However, this was not the intent. Common Core is a good idea that has been misinterpreted and implemented poorly. It is supposed to be a minimum standards for schools to hold their students to so as to boost performance overall, but has become a major frustration for parents, students, and educators alike. In the past, educational systems have mainly had the same knock against them. They are too gray. They ignore the various cultures represented in the educational systems at the time and ignore these unique cultures' many contributions to the country, instead focusing on the same Eurocentric view on history that has been taught for decades. Founding fathers, Revolutionary War, Civil War, how industrialization made the U.S. so powerful, and the Civil Rights Movement. And all are managed to be taught from a very white perspective, with the only focus on minorities coming in the form of heroes and holidays. Common Core is meant to fix this by establishing a baseline knowledge, which does have quite a bit of overlap with this traditional U.S. educational system view on history, and yes, students would be expected to know it well enough to pass a standardized test on it, but the standards were also meant to allow teachers to add their own material and history, depending on region and classroom demographic, to cater more to the students' varying interests and keep their continued engagement in education by focusing on them and what matters to them. Unfortunately, this was lost in translation somewhere, and while some teachers have recognized the importance of this and have done a very great job with it, the majority of schools purely teach to the standards and as such have a very watered-down cultural curriculum. I would like to interview Joan Russell, a PE teacher at Dana Middle School in LAUSD. Her answers are based on the actual educational aspects of Common Core and those issues, so it is worth noting the aforementioned flaws as they pertain to culture do exist. What have you been told Common Core is?
I have been told that Common Core is a way for the students to learn so that across the nation, so that if you live in California and decide to move to Kentucky, you should be able to pick up right where you left off from California and not be behind when you get to your new school.
What would you say Common Core actually is?
I think Common Core is basically a reading program, because if you can't read, you can't pass the test. I've seen the test. It's extremely difficult for for students with low reading levels. I think the math is ridiculous because it tries to take something that should be fundamentally simple and make it into the most complicated thing in the world.
How is Common Core supposed to be implemented?
It's my understanding Common Core is supposed to be implemented so that every student learns at exactly the same pace, which I think is unfair.
How would you say Common Core is actually being implemented?
I think it's actually being implemented the way they want it to be, but what's happening, in my opinion, is that some students that deserve to be in a higher math class are being held back, and that some students who struggle, for example, in math, and need to be in a lower level are being held to one level of math that may be too difficult for them.
Are certain student demographics being disadvantaged by it?
No, I don't believe so. The only thing people I think are being disadvantaged are the kids that should be in a higher level of learning and the kids that should be in the lower level. I don't think their ethnicity has anything to do with it.
Do you have any thoughts for improvement of Common Core, such as the implementation, standards, or otherwise?
I would like to get rid of Common Core and maybe go back to the way people were taught in the 70s and 80s, because that generation, which is my generation, we seem to be able to understand how to do math, how to write a paragraph, and how to dissect a sentence.
Thank you for listening, and have a great day.